Welcome to the review. It is Dan, Neil, and Sean after Liverpool won Everton nil. Spirits are high. Liverpool are on the march. Sean, selection wise, there's a lot to get into. Curtis Jones at right back. I believe that was called somewhere else. Pre-game, who knows who, where, when. Kelleher starts. We all maybe thought Alisson would make it. Jota continuing in the nine. All noteworthy things. You know, when you look at the selection, though, it's there's a clear identity there for Liverpool to keep the ball to build out well, and it does play out. 87% pass completion, 73% possession. Curtis himself has 93% pass completion. So, you know, it's one of those where he's probably known the type of game he needed certain players for. And he said actually he talked about right back with Curtis earlier in the season. And therefore, you know, it's maybe not something that's come completely out the blue to them. But what did you think when the team dropped?
Wasn't totally surprised about the goalkeeper situation with the kind of vibes you were getting coming into it again. who knew? Who knows who or where, Dan, in terms of Curtis Jones at right back. So I think I was quite pleased that they'd gone that way. No major surprises anywhere else. It's funny actually. My cousin had messaged me in the morning, not one for the kids this, and said, "Do you think this break might just kick Diogo Jota into Ronnie Rosenthal mode and just go on a bit of a hot streak for the last nine? Is he the type of footballer that might just hit a bit of a switch in this break?" And the manager obviously really, out of all of his choices there, I think that is the main one that he likes there. So that didn't surprise me that he went with Jota. It wouldn't have surprised me with this manager if he'd have done something else. But I think if you had to put your house on one player being selected, there would be Jota central and Diaz left. And in terms of setup and just coming into the game, obviously Everton are unbeaten in nine, as we all know, but Liverpool's creativity with the eyes seems to have just been in a little bit of decline. And I had a quick look at the data, and it does back that up. The XG trend line is really, really good for Liverpool from a defensive metric aspect of things, but we have been in a bit of a steady decline on the XG creative. And I think with the eye test, I feel that a lot of people talk about tiredness as if you can't run or there's a greater injury risk. And that's kind of valid. But I quite often think of the tiredness of just that mental and physical tiredness of just losing that bit of sharpness.